I still had my pity party, but I would put on my big girl boots and just say, I'm just gonna stomp through this world like the best I can with what I have.
This is Hadley's Insights and Soundbites, where people facing vision loss share what's helped them cope and adjust.
My name is Cheryl, and I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have Stargardt macular dystrophy. I didn't tell a whole lot of people that I was losing my vision, but when I got that Stargardt diagnosis, I was more willing to share what was going on with me. But it didn't seem to make a difference. I couldn't wear glasses. It didn't help. I just kind of settled in to when the changes would start to happen. I call them a punctuated loss of vision. I would wake up and there would be a notable difference in my eyesight. And then I would adjust. And then at some point, another punctuated loss of vision and I would adjust. But now that seems to happen. I mean, I could tell you that I've been doing that now constantly for months, which is one of the reasons that I contacted Hadley, because it is definitely progressing more quickly. One of the challenges, I think, for me is like a double-edged sword, because I know that I am capable of, well, pretty much anything. I may not be as good at things anymore, and that's a lot. But I find myself getting frustrated with other people who are not understanding what I can and can't do, which is ridiculous because there are times that I don't even know what I can and can't do. I had a friend who grabbed me by my arm and was pulling me around. And we were in public. We were going to get a bite to eat and go to a movie. And I've got this person just like holding my hand on their arm. And I'm thinking, you are making me very anxious. Like, I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm, you know, and this person became offended. And I'm like, well, how would you like to be dragged around? Well, I don't know what you can see and what you can't see. I try to be loving and gracious. I believe in, even if you have to say something hard, say it in a kind way. But we all have that stubbornness and pride to a certain degree. And I think it was being stubborn or prideful. It was just, I don't want to be yanked around. And I don't want to hurt your feelings when I know you don't understand. But I think the struggle for me is really accepting what I am and am not capable of. I still had my pity party, but I would put on my big girl boots and just say, I'm just going to stomp through this world like the best I can with what I have, because it could be worse. It really could be worse. I mean, we all have our battles that we have every day. I'm not a hero because I have this attitude. That attitude is a thankfulness. It's a gratefulness. And it's just something that I do believe, even when I do have my pity party in the midst of them, I know that it could be worse. So I think from the get-go, that has always been there for me, and it is still today. So just that knowledge. And I am thankful for what I have. And I think that makes a difference in the quality of life.
You never know who might need to hear your story. To share, just leave a message on our Insights and Soundbites voicemail. You can call 847-512-4867 or record a message on your smartphone or computer and email it to podcast@hadleyhelps.org.